The Senate Finance Committee is considering ways to pay for health reform. Yesterday, senators released a list of tax hikes, such as cutting back on flexible spending accounts or taxing alcoholic beverages. We're joined today by Dr. John Goodman. He's president of the National Center for Policy Analysis, and he can give us more insights as to some of the decisions that are being made. So, Dr. Goodman, well, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
So health reform, it really is this just really broad term. I think in some ways people get almost overwhelmed with it. It's been something we've been talking about for so long. What kinds of reforms are we actually talking about here?
Well, the Senate Finance Committee put out yesterday a laundry list of ways to raise taxes on all kinds of things in order to fund health care reform. And I think that's exactly the wrong way to go about this.
You think putting out the laundry list to pay for this is the wrong way to go about it? Explain that, if you don't mind.
Well, the worst thing we do in health care is that we have subsidies for health insurance that are unfair and they are arbitrary, and you have some people getting huge tax subsidies for government and other people are getting nothing. And the total amount of tax subsidies in the system are $250 billion. And when you throw in the government's subsidies for uncompensated care, it's probably $300 billion a year the government's now spending. And if you just divided this up and gave everybody who's in the private sector an equal share of that, that would be $1,500 a person or $6,000 for a family of four. So there's plenty of money there coming from the government. We don't need more taxes. We don't need more subsidies. We just need to allocate it fairly among the population.
So is that where the problem is, that these are not being allocated fairly? Because, you know, reform, it looks like it's going to happen.
Yes, well, see most of the people who are uninsured do not have access to any tax relief, and so they have to pay for their health care with after-tax dollars, whereas you have high-salaried people with very lavish health plans that are getting all kinds of tax subsidies from the government.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the rich are getting the better end of the deal, as it were.
The rich have a much better end of the deal, and people in the top 20% of the income distribution get 5 or 6 times as much tax relief for their health insurance every year as people in the bottom 20%. That's not the way the government should be doling out tax subsidies.
Okay, so is it as simple as then just making it an even across the board? Will that do the trick?
That would do the trick, and we don't need extra money. And there was enough money there to subsidize people who now are without health insurance. This, by the way, is what John McCain advocated during the election. It's what Senator Coburn and Senator Burr are advocating in a bill they're about to release. It's taking all of the different tax subsidies and giving each American his fair share.
Do you agree, though, that the healthcare system does need to go through a reformation process, particularly when it comes to the economy?
Oh, we do. We do. But the way you start is by taking the subsidies the government now is giving to people, which are creating most of the problems, and make those subsidies fair. And then a lot of other problems will go away.
So how do we start that? I mean, when the way you put it, it makes perfect sense, and I'm sure it looks great on paper, but somebody somewhere has missed that. So how do we get back to that?
Oh, let me tell you how good it looks on paper. The Lewin Group, which does a lot of studies of these things, said that the McCain plan would ensure just as many additional people as the Obama plan. It said this during the election. McCain, the original plan, didn't cost any extra government money. The Obama plan cost $1.5 trillion over 10 years. So if the simple approach, the fair approach, accomplishes just as much without any new taxes.
Okay, then explain to me why they are missing this. Is it just, are we talking now strictly politics?
Yes, yes. To give each American his fair share of the tax subsidies means you've got to take from some and give to others. And it means people of high income, would get less tax relief. People with lower income would get more. But that's okay. It's the people at the bottom of the income ladder that have the harder time getting their health insurance. And if we have a real social interest in getting everybody insured, this is the place to start.
Are you able to talk? We also are getting word about the new head of the FDA being confirmed. Do you have any insight into Margaret Hamburg's history and what she brings to the table?
No, I don't. I just wish they would be more flexible in letting terminally ill people have access to drugs, but I don't have any inside information there.
All right. And let's talk a bit more about the health care proposal, the health reform plans. It sounds to me like everybody is looking to go to the same place. It's just how they get there, how to get from point A to point B.
Well, that's right. And if they do it the right way, you don't need a lot of extra money. And if they do it the wrong way, you need $150 billion extra every year. See, what happens is if you say, we're going to try to help 47 million Americans get health insurance, so you give them lavish subsidies, then everybody now who's getting insurance from an employer drops his plan to go over and get this new insurance, which has a higher subsidy attached to it. And the reason the Obama plan is so expensive is just that. People who are insured in one place go jump off and get insured in another place. And when the dust settled, you've spent a lot of money and not accomplished very much.